you have to know that, look, you did an interview with the Grand Prairie Daily Herald. If you do an interview with somebody on Mars and say something, it's going to make the newspapers. There's a comment in here that you talk about a bunch of different things, and then you talk about Tyler Bozak, and you say that, I mean, there's a classic case of overpaying a guy. Ridiculous. He's a plugger. He's playing with Kessel, and he can't get 20 goals. Now, we know that you don't dislike Tyler Bozak, but was it taken out of context? Do you want to clarify it?
Not a bit. You and I know, and it was a situation, $4.2 million for 12 goals. Of course, he's overpaid, but as we know, there's a situation with Kessel that they had to sign him. There was no choice. Donis had no choice what to sign him. But what I'm saying is, you know and I know, at 12 goals, he's overpaid, $4.2 million. That's what I meant. And you just said the basketball guy comes on, he's a good player, he's a plugger. I like pluggers. But not at 4.2. That's what I was talking about. Do you agree or not agree?
Well, I think he is over. You would have got him at 3.5, Don.
It's a lot of money for 12 goals. There's no argument there. And Don, you make a great point. The Kessel part of this, and I've talked to Phil about it. Phil's only got 1 year left on his deal. And then he's unrestricted.
Yeah.
I mean, he is going to get paid.
He's going to get paid. And all of a sudden you take he's his good friend, probably his best friend, and you got your centerman. He had no choice. And if you want to sign him, you let him go. Like, he's worth about three and a half, you know, or three anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I was saying. And, I don't complain, but stripes, you guys going to have him on tomorrow, I think you're going to bury me with him, but what I mean is what I say it, but there's situations that you have to sign guys, and he just fell, he got the golden ring, he just fell in that great spot where they had to sign him, and you know, once in a while in a lifetime, you get lucky like that.
Now, the Hall of Fame announcement was yesterday, Don. There were some great names on there, players, but there was one name that wasn't there that Joey and I have been talking about all morning, Eric Lindros. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Oh, absolutely. I heard you guys all yesterday talking about him. Absolutely. I mean, for 4 or 5 years there, he was the best player in the league, dominant. Everybody, when you go on the ice with him, you were, you know, junior too, and he's given money to hospitals. I just don't know. But you know, I don't know why they don't give another NHL guy in there anyhow. So I just hope they're not holding, you know, he was a, you know, about going to Quebec and all that. I hope they don't hold that. But the guys in, you have no argument with the guys that are in and the girls too. But he definitely, I just wish Pat Burns had got in. That's all. That really breaks my heart that he didn't get in.
And again, we're with Don Cherry right now. And if you're just joining us, Don, a couple of things. You talk about Pat Burns. Talk a little bit about Fred Shiro.
Oh, yeah.
Freddie the Fog, the story about when he got punched out in Atlanta by some fans and he disappeared. He was a really interesting guy, but an incredibly smart man.
Oh, he give that. I coached against him all the time, eh? And he had the Broad Street Bullies, and I had the Big Bad Bruins, Lunchpail guys. And so he had all the things down. He was the first guy to put those sayings on the board, and he had the guys right in the palm of his hand. They'd do anything he said, and he was the right coach because he was a. When he played, I remember playing against him. He played for Buffalo. He was a plugger, a defenseman. He was really good, American Hockey League. So he deserves to be in, and I don't know why he wasn't in before. Two Stanley Cups, and they dominated the league before I come to Boston. So, yeah, he deserves to be in, too, for sure.
Does the Hall of Fame need to be more like the Baseball Hall of Fame, Don, where you know who got how many votes and who voted for what, and you know how close either Pat Burns or Eric Lindros is to getting in year to year?
Well, it would be nice, but it's not going to, so it's no use even talking about it. They've got the guy. I don't even know the guys that are – do you know all the guys that are vote?
Not all of
them.
Well,
we have Pat Quinn on later on this morning, and Pat and Jim Gregory are on the committee. But there's a bunch of different former players and former managers that are involved in the vote, and it's not like in baseball where it's writers. And I was surprised, and Jim and I were talking about this the other day, I was surprised, and again, not to blow smoke, that you're not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Oh no, I'm not their type of people. That's for sure. I don't expect that. I know when they vote, when somebody goes to vote, should we put Don Cherry in? Everybody phones in like that guy you had in, calling me a kook and everything like that. So I hope you never put me up. He doesn't deserve to be in. He's a kook and all that stuff. So I know I. I'll never be in, but that's okay. I just wish they put Pat Burns in. I'm not going on a rant or anything about it, but I think everybody, and I don't understand it, everybody in hockey has no idea why he's not in. He was coach of the year in three different cities. It'll never happen again. I just thought the world of him, and he's not in. But hey, I have no argument with the guys they voted. Everybody and the girl. There's no argument with me there.